I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For the second time this week, fire raged through a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon, leaving behind destroyed homes. One family lost their little girl in the fires. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has partnered with Heart for Lebanon to provide education in the region. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says,
Abel's tent caught fire and burned while his kids were sleeping. As I said, it destroyed 25 tents. Hagiar, which is Abel's six-year-old daughter, was burned to death inside the tent.
But this story isn't without hope. You see, through Heart for Lebanon's education program, this family, including Hagar, had given their lives to Christ. Would you pray that this family would find comfort in God's truths and for protection and spiritual growth in the refugee camps? And 75 years ago, two men with a shared vision responded to God's call to start a ministry to the Greek people. Today, that ministry is AMG International, a mission agency that develops and equips national leaders in over 30 countries. And as it celebrates 75 years of ministry, AMG is focused on refining its God-given mission. AMG's Pat Reagan.
I think the thing that we're trying to do is to follow what God's showing us He's doing through AMG. One of those things is a renewed focus on equipping the national leader. And we've seen an increase in a desire from our leadership around the world to train national pastors, to make them shepherds and effective pastors of their flock and in their communities.
AMG depends on people like you with different skills that'll help continue their ministry. If you're interested in seeing where you fit in, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.